Welcome to We Want the Show. This is T. Martin Howell coming at you. I wish I had better news, of course. So if we really, because I'm going to talk about China. If we really looked into it, we owe them so much money. And I love the people that say, hey, you know, get out there, get out of the communists, get it, you know, blah, 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 blah. I get that. I really do. I mean, it's like everybody wants to feel like they're great for their country because they feel safe here. They feel safe. They want to at least, and give their children and everyone else that same, well, for the most part, that same feeling. I would say probably the other everybody else part that's got to be kind of a situation. But anyways. Because we all do nothing but hate. But, all right, so if China called in, right? They called in their debt, we would be owned by them anyways. We owe them so much money. But if you really want to get away from China, okay, don't buy anything. Because unless it says made in America, and even they can do that, which I'm not saying that Chinese are bad people. I know many people. And it's a situation. They're most of them are in Hong Kong, which is an island, and it's kind of still British type or Western kind of. Anyways, but if you do, did, because everything's been made in China. Everything. You got an iPhone? I'm going to an iPhone now from China. So you got a Samsung from China. Dude, you got to understand that the workforce was so much cheaper there. So much cheaper because they worked them all to death. If we worked as hard as Japanese or Chinese did, we would complain nonstop because that's what we do as Americans. We complain. We have the best, and we bitch all the time, all the time. That's all we do is bitch. Come on, I mean, look at me. I'm bitching. I'm complaining. That we complain too much. There's a juxtaposition for you. But no, it's the truth. Guys, guys and girls and hims and hers and people that entered. Okay. People that refer themselves as they, and people refer themselves as a cat, and which was a joke. The teachers didn't know what to do with that. But, yeah, that's a true story. But we have nothing but anger and hate. And, you know, your video game system? China. The parts, yeah. The war that you don't see is the microchips. Oh, yeah. China. There you go. Dude, if they called in their debt, how much we actually owe them, they would own more than 78% of America. Now, we have to think. If they own 78%, which 78%? Well, they're going to take the coasts. That's for damn sure. They're going to take the coasts first. You know, they'll leave that middle part to fight for what they need, because they will cut off every, because this is how, well, America is only how many hundreds of years old? China's thousands of years old. Dude, you never go to a war in China. It's just the facts. But then we're like, oh, you communist son of a, and they say, oh, we don't want to be the Communist Party. We want to, you know, we're no, dude. First of all, let me spell this out. When Trump said, and I agreed with this about Trump. He said it was rigged. I kind of agreed with that. Because, yeah, it really is. Because it's not, but it's not because we're so dumb, we think the president matters. It doesn't. The president does not matter. Executive orders, they can be expunged easily. But congressional, they are the ones who deal in the small itty-bitty things that will consistently go. Now, this is why I've constantly said, if we don't want to be China, get rid of Congress. Oh, no, not get rid of it, but term limits. Term limits for Congress. We need term limits for Congress. Because we can't have... Because if a crazy psycho gets in there, right? All right? And then he, she, they, it, whatever, I don't care, are ruled out later, or a big liar is ruled out later. No, it doesn't matter because they only have so many years. They can't be, therefore they cannot be congressmen or senators that make bank off of our country and stay in the game while doing backdoor dealings, because they won't have time to do it. There won't be time to do it. And that is just, I mean, we have term limits for everything but Congress. It's like, oh no, you can go in, you can stay in as long as you need, as long as you keep getting reelected. Well, I see what Trump said. He's like, well, why is it the Congress can do that? My sentiment to you, Mr. Trump, and you're not my president, I didn't vote for you either time, but I didn't vote for Hillary either. First time I voted for Sasquatch, second time I voted for Biden, but that's only because I'm done. If you wanted to do this, you should have ran for Congress. If you wanted to do what you wanted to do, you should have ran for Congress. Because whatever happens in the presidential, and they appoint people, they can be taken out very easily by you or social media or Congress. But to get a congressman out of seat is, we've just put in a huge liar into Congress, and they went and they said, we take back our vote, and it didn't matter because he lied that much. Dude, it's to the point. We're all so dumb that we think that the president matters. He doesn't. He hasn't mattered for a very long time. A very long time. Everyone blamed Reaganomics. Everyone blamed Obamacare, right? It wasn't Obama. It was Clinton Care before it was Obamacare. And Hillary Clinton was actually literally trying to make this happen way before we actually had a problem. I'm not saying that's a good thing or bad thing. Honest to God, it allows people to be lazy, and that is the truth, and ignorant. It allows people to be lazy and ignorant because insurance is a big deal. It's a huge deal. You want to get a job because you want insurance. Or you want to get a job so you can pay for your own insurance. Because no matter what, you need a job. But now we're at the point where they say that unemployment is... Then why is everything going under? And why isn't there more commerce? And why are we in a in worse than a recession, honestly? It's to the point where we are all individually attracted to ignorance. If it's just you want to look the other way, or you can put it, okay, put it like this. Put it as the woke versus the unwoke. I want you all to write down in the comments, what do you think? Do you think I'm woke, or do you think I'm unwoke, or do you think that I just don't give a flying fuck? Honest to gosh. Do you think I just don't care? Because I'm not looking the other way. I just, it's the pendulum swing. I've been alive long enough that this, everything comes to a fruition. That nothing that is done today will probably matter in 100 years. And that is just the unfortunate part. Because, I mean, gosh, you got to think. Nobody ever thinks about the thousands of years that Jews were persecuted. Thousand. You know, in Egypt. So, how are, you know, we have to think, oh, well, they really weren't. Well, no, there's documents that say they were. So, you got to understand a situation where if you're persecuted, now the Jews, they did the Passover of the Sabbath of Passover, right? So that was where they put the blood of a goat on their door, so that the angel of death wouldn't go to them. I don't see too many people right now that have been told to do something where, hey, we're going to wipe everything out. Don't worry about it. Because it's not been thousands of years. And hey, and I'll tell you, and you said, I love when people say 400. I love it when people say 400. Because you're thinking about 1776, right? Okay. 400 years. That would be 21. So 400, everyone, because for, I've heard 400 years for like what, 30 years now? So it's been 430 years. I mean, I get the fact that being treated differently, I actually do understand this. Being treated differently because of your race, skin, color, religion, which I guess we're going to add in now, sexual preference or sexual, dude, I back in the day, I never saw people as gay, and I was like, oh, you're gay. That's fine. If you're a piece of garbage though, dude, you're a gay piece of garbage. I don't care what you are and what you identify with. If you're a piece of garbage, you're a piece of garbage. That my father put it in best terms. There's two types of people in the world. There's real people and there's mutants. Now, the mutants, they're the ones who try to infect and destroy everything. The real people are the ones who just are there and are good people in their heart. I don't care what anything is. If you're a good person, you're a good person. If you're a horrible person, you're a horrible person. I don't care what race, religion, creed, sexual or pronoun or whatever. If you're a good person, you're a good person. But only you know that. And that's the sad part. Only you know that. Because not many people know that they're good people. But I guarantee you, everyone who's a bad person knows it. Knows it in their heart. And they just don't care. I love it when people preach about segregation. And if they're older, I can understand it. If they're younger, It's hearsay. I was once in a car with a man, and he was of African American, which back in the day, that was the politically correct way to say it, African American. But that has been changed. But he was sitting in the car, and we're smoking dope. Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. We were smoking dope. Having a good time, like literally having a great time. I'm driving around. It's back. I got my stick shift. Ford Ranger XLT. And we're driving around and we're having a great time. And then cop pulls up in front of us. And what does he do? Flips him off. Literally just flips him off. And I was like, dude, come on. He's like, no, fuck them. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck them. Fuck the police. Fuck them. No, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Dude, fear of a black hat. I know. I know, man. It's all good. I get it. I grew up in a very sketchy-ass neighborhood. I've seen it all. I've been beat up by black kids. I've been beat up by white kids. Been beat up by Asian kids. It doesn't matter. When I was little, yeah, I got beat up all the time. Because I couldn't shut up. But I'll tell you this right now. That's what made me understand that it's the need for humans to hate. Not to love, like Martin Luther King said, but to hate. And it's just the truth. Please, we have to stop hating. Because the energy in the universe is so dark right now. This is T. Martin Howe coming at you, and I'll see you next time.